Ave Maria Radio and Renewal Ministries presents Fire on the Earth, a compelling look at the new evangelization through inspiring teachings, interviews, and testimonies.
Welcome, friends. This is Peter Herbeck, your host, and we're going to continue today a theme I hope to take up all week as we reflect on some titles of Jesus that we get in the scriptures. Jesus as bridegroom, we talked about yesterday. Jesus as king, we're going to talk about today. And ultimately, Jesus as judge. He's the bridegroom, king, and judge. Those are dimensions of who the Father has established the Son to be. And all power and authority in heaven and earth belongs to the Lord. And we see in the titles of Jesus the dimensions of his rule and his authority and the dimensions of and the scope of the Father's plan and mission and the role the Son is playing will play for all eternity. And the unique role in particular that Jesus has as Savior, as Messiah, as the one who's come to save a race of people that God the Father, that bear the image of God the Father. And through his life, passion, and death and resurrection, he saves us, making it possible for us to enter into a relationship with Jesus and with the Father in a profound and intimate way, far beyond our wildest imagining. And the more that we can penetrate the truth of our faith, internalize it, and allow the Holy Spirit to animate our mind and heart with the truths of who the Father names the Son, what the Father says about the Son, and who he actually is. There's a revelation. You know, the book of Revelation, for example, the Apocalypse, and it's called, the word really means the unveiling. And a lot of times people focus on the book of Revelation and can think of the unveiling as like the unveiling of God's plan, his end time plan. Well, that's part of it for sure. But what it's really about is unveiling the glory and the majesty, the victory and the kingship of Jesus. He's the one. And we see God's plan because in some way you could just say, what is God's plan? God's plan is Jesus and every dimension of who he is. We talked yesterday about Jesus, the bridegroom. And what's the Father after? Bringing human beings into a profound union and intimacy. The intimacy between the Father and the Son from all eternity, the love of God, and the image of human love expressed in marriage, that total self-giving and self-donating love that's fruitful and life-changing and all the rest. Laying down one's life, husband for the wife for the husband, and love being at the center of that relationship, we see an image. We see what God's plan is, that our ultimate destiny would be what we see in marriage as a sign. But it's an imperfect sign. It's a beautiful sign. It's imperfect, but it's pointing to what is perfect and what God's going to bring about in each one of our lives for all eternity. The dynamic union between the Father and the Son, the burning love from all eternity, the pure love, the absolute self-surrender that's totally life-giving and so far beyond our wildest imagining. So the Father desires that we understand right from the beginning as John the Baptist, the prophet, the forerunner that's making the way for the Lord is to understand he's the bridegroom. John's an image of what each one of us are as well. We're the friends of the bridegroom. We're receiving him. We're taking our place and helping people come into union with him. Today, we're going to talk here about Jesus as king. He's the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. It's a passage in the book of Revelation, chapter 19, where a very powerful image of the rider and the white horse, the battle of Armageddon's going on, and Jesus is the one who's riding on the white horse. And I'm going to read the whole thing because it's actually not very long. It says, "Then I saw heaven opened, and behold, a white horse. He who sat upon it is called Faithful and True. In righteousness he judges, and he makes war. His eyes are like a flame of fire, and on his head are many diadems, and he has a name inscribed which no one knows but himself. He's clothed in a robe dipped in blood, and the name by which he is called is the Word of God." It's exactly who he is. God, In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. All things were made through him. He's the Word spoken by God the Father. Friends, it's so exciting and so important for us to listen to this living Word of God and the titles and the reality of the names of Jesus, because they manifest dimensions of his majesty and his power and his glory. And you and I have been brought into relationship with him. Not only that, he's saved us from having to face him as his enemy. But he's made us children of God. He's made us the bride. He wants to be united to us, and he wants us to see his beauty and his majesty. And the Father wants us to see that totality, which ultimately we'll only see it when we enter into glory, but the totality of the beauty and majesty of Jesus. And our hearts will fall in love, and we'll be, our hearts, our voices will magnify him. And as the more we understand him, the more we'll understand our own greatness, you might say, our own destiny, our own, the reality of who the Father has made us to be and what he desires us to be and his saving work in us. Everything is caught up in the Son. He's bringing about all that the Father has intended. And he intends for sure for his beloved, faithful Son to reign with kingly power as the Word of God spoken, revealing the Father, revealing all truth to us. Verse 14, and the armies of heaven, wearing fine linen, white and pure, followed him on white horses. The purity of the linen. So he talks about the purity of salvation and the condition of the saints before God. There's so much here. I mainly just want to touch on this final title of Jesus, but I encourage you to read it and meditate on this whole section, chapter 19 of the book of Revelation. From his mouth issues a sharp sword with which to strike the nations. How does he strike the nations? With the Word of God. The Word of God, the truth that cuts through the lies and the darkness and the demonic deceptions that are in the world. He did it, and he will rule. He will rule them with a rod of iron. He will tread the winepress of the fury of the wrath of God the Almighty. This is judgment language. This is the fulfillment. This is what's going to happen to the enemies of God. Verse 16, and on his robe and on his thigh, he has a name inscribed, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. He is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Friends, one of the great tragedies of human history and the fall, the result of the fall, is the proud, deceived human heart that refuses to acknowledge God and the things of God. Psalm 2 describes the kings of the earth set themselves against the Lord and against his anointed, against God. Here's how crazy and how blind and screwed up the human race is. The kings of the earth, who represent the powers of the earth and the most, in some ways, the most proud, the most powerful, and the most resistant to God, and the opposite of the humility that we see in the Son, the opposite is revealed here. And they said, we set themselves against God and his anointed one. In that same psalm, God the Father said, I have installed my king on Zion, my holy mountain. I will make the nations his inheritance, and the ends of the earth will be his possession. So prior to that, as the kings of the earth pound their chests and raise their fists against God, before he declares that I have established my son, he is king, it says God laughs, the most terrifying laugh in human history. He laughs them to scorn. He mocks them because of the pathetic posture of pride that's being exercised and demonstrated in the willfulness of the human heart. I'm God. I'm king. I'm the one with all authority. And here's a fundamental truth. Supreme authority over all powers have been given to Jesus Christ. 1 Timothy 6:15, God, the blessed and only ruler, the King of kings and the Lord of lords. All this anticipates Jesus as Messiah. He's a Messiah king. It's fulfilled from, you know, the prophet Daniel said he was given authority, glory, and sovereign power. All nations and peoples of every language worshiped him. His dominion is an everlasting dominion that will not pass away, and his kingdom is one that will never be destroyed. Here's the prophecy of his kingship. And the words are strong. I mean, God the Father sent his Son to save us, but you know what else he did? To destroy all the enemies of God and the kingdom of darkness. He brought it down. He disarmed the principalities and powers. Paul tells us by his act of love on the cross, he destroyed the devil and his plan. Now, the battle has been won. Jesus is Lord. He's at the right hand of the Father, and that can never change. It will never be shaken. But it's the battle still being worked out here on earth. And the world is populated in a major way with people whose hearts resist God still. And God's mercy through the church makes its way through history if we're healthy, if we're understanding that we're united to the life of the King and the mission of the King that's given to us in our baptism, uniting us to the grace of Pentecost, which caused the apostles to be empowered to go forth and to proclaim the kingship of Jesus and to warn people, to offer salvation, but to warn them that the final judgment is coming as well, which we'll talk about tomorrow. Matthew 28:18. Then Jesus came to them and said, all authority in heaven and earth has been given to me. And that's partly where he says the Great Commission, then go make disciples of all nations. That word is to you. Imagine the one I'm describing now. Imagine standing with the apostles. That word has come down through 2,000 years, and it's meant to be heard by you and by me. Everyone baptized into Christ. And he's looking at you with eyes flaming fire, which reveals the burning love and purity of his heart. The eye is the window to the soul, and the core of his being is a flaming fire which will never go out. And he's saying to us, all authority in heaven and earth has been given to him. And then he says, so now go. Go make disciples of all nations. Revelation 17:14, they will wage war against the Lamb, but the Lamb will triumph over them because he is the Lord of lords and the King of kings. With him will be his called, chosen, and faithful followers. We see it with the martyrs now. We saw those who were dressed in white as we were listening to at the beginning of the show. The words from Revelation chapter 19. Friends, the Holy Spirit wants to help you and me know deep in our hearts and in our bones, what does it mean that Jesus is the bridegroom king? What is his kingship? How is it expressed? How is his authority exercised? And what role do we play? Sinners forgiven, cleansed by the blood of Jesus Christ, being born again through water and the Spirit, are now in his kingdom and are united to his body. Do we understand what he's working in us, what he's called us to, and what he's given us? Let's pray and ask the Holy Spirit to help us internalize this at the core of our being. Hope you can join me tomorrow. God bless you.
Each program of Fire on the Earth with Peter Herbeck can be downloaded at AveMariaRadio.net and RenewalMinistries.net. Fire on the Earth is a production of Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'd like to offer you my new booklet, Does God Judge? Wow, what a question, but it's a relevant question. Scripture says we were all appointed to die once, and then the judgment. We know for sure each one of us has an appointment in our future. And it takes Scripture, Catechism, and the saints to help us understand the beauty of God's plan and how we can look forward to the judgment as followers of Christ. If you'd like to get a free copy, call 1-800-282-4789 or visit renewalministries.net/FOE.